At this time, sir, Mr. Lopez, would you state your full name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
My name is Mr. George Vegas Lopez. My DOC number is 058120.
Thank you, Mr. Lopez. You have been certified by the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 412A, 411, a home arrest. 412A, which means that that would be for general parole, a regular parole. 411 would be for absolute discharge, or the board also has the option of offering home arrest if the board so wishes to do that. As you can see, sir, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are, to my right, which would be to your left, is the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. To my immediate right is the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. And to my left is, in your right, would be the Honorable Mr. Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair as well as chair of the board. Sir, based on information that we have, I've stated the reason why we are here, but based on information that we have, you are serving, you have one sentence that you're currently serving, and that sentence is, according to information provided to the board by the Department of Correction, is murder in the first degree, death or life, and based on information that we have, the sentence had its beginning on October 6, 1985, and you became parole eligible on December the 5th, 2010, and you are currently serving a 25-year-to-life sentence. Is that information so far correct, sir? Is that information correct, sir? Is that information that I stated, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I also would point out the fact that you have two other sentences that were according to Ames. One was for armed robbery, and the other one was murder first degree, death or life, and they were vacated earlier. I also show the last time you appeared before this board would have been in March the 23rd of this year. At that time, the board denied you 412A, 411, home arrest. And that was the 11th time that you had the opportunity to appear before the board. According to information that I've gleaned, that your last discipline would have been February 12th, 2013, and that would have been for violation of departmental rules, and that was informally resolved. And the one just before then would have been all the way back in 03, and that would have been assault with a weapon, and that would have been a major that took place in 03. So have you had any other disciplines, sir, since 2013? Any other disciplines, sir?
No, sir.
Okay.
Not one,
well, we commend you for that. That shows that you are being well disciplined at this point. I also take note that you did submit to the board. I have submitted to the board on your behalf is your institution progress report. And I guess the last program that I see would be that in 2015, that is August 11, 2015, you're the reentry program. Did you complete the reentry program, sir?
Yes, sir.
And just your recollection, I know it's been, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, but do you remember anything that caught your attention that provides you to re-enter into the community once you are released, sir, or when you are released, sir?
Yes, well, they teach you how to get out of their job and work, if you need assistance, or if you get assistance and the like.
Yes, sir. So speaking of getting a job, so if this board saw fit to release you, or if you're released at some point, what kind of employment would you be qualified to do in the community, sir?
You're talking about employee-wise?
Go ahead, sir, I'm sorry. What were you saying, sir? What would you be qualified to do, sir?
I can do many things. I know how to. I work in a machine shop, I know how to weld, I know how to do a drywall, a painting. I've been having the same job here on this unit for like 7 years, you know. I'm a painter, I'm like the lead painter of the whole crew.
Oh, so you do have some skills, if you, so when you, if you're released, so you would have some skills so that you could use out in the community. We're glad to hear that, sir. We also show that if you're released, that you plan to live with your brother and to work for him at his recycling company. Your brother will provide support and assistance. Where's your brother? Is he in the state of Arizona, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I don't have a statement here in front of me indicating that your brother is here today, therefore I don't see your brother in the room, therefore why didn't you invite your brother to participate in your hearing today, sir?
He's supposed to have been there, but I have no idea, sir, why he didn't show up.
Okay, is anyone here representing Mr. Lopez, anyone here to support Mr. Lopez? Okay, I don't see no one in the room. I guess he just didn't make it yet. Maybe he's in room, or maybe he didn't get on his calendar. Okay, and we've already talked about your discipline already. I've already introduced the board members to you, and I would just point out the fact that your last hearing would have been back in March the 23rd, and I believe that two of the board members who are present today participated in that hearing, and that is Mr. Kiwanis and myself, and we have two new board members who have not seen you before. This is their first time seeing you, and that is the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse and the Honorable Mr. Neal. So this is their first time seeing you, and so we would just like to give them an opportunity to get to know you and to see what progress you made, or the lack of progress that you made since you've been incarcerated. As I've indicated, I believe that the offense itself that resulted in your being initially incarcerated was back on October 4, 1985. And at that time, I believe that you and your brother committed a murder, and the body was found in a canal near 18th South and 16th, 67th Avenue. Hands and feet were tied probably before the murder, and there were multi-stabbing root wounds with fractions of the skull, the multi-stabs wound in the face and in front and back of the chest, and the weapon and wallet of the victim was found in a vacant lot just a little later, and it was stated that you stated, and I'm going to use the quote here if I can read my writing, you stated that you was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I am innocent of the charges. So you still maintain your innocence, or since then have you changed your mind whether you were innocent of the offense itself, sir?
No, I'm guilty of the crime, sir.
Okay, but it was just at that time that you were saying that you were not. Do you know, sir, do you have an idea, and you may or may not, what happened to your brother? Because your brother was also involved with, was he incarcerated? Was he found guilty, or what happened to your brother, sir?
Yes, he's incarcerated.
Okay,
he's in a different unit.
Oh, he's in a different unit, but he's still incarcerated,
yes,
at this time, sir. I believe you were found guilty by a jury, am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and and that's all I'm going to ask at this time. The normal comments I'm going to make at this time, but before I yield to other board members to make any comments, is there anything you want to tell the board at this time about the offense itself that was committed, the murder? Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, and then they will ask you some questions, sir?
As far as the crime, sir, I'd rather not talk about that.
Oh, you'd rather not talk about it? Okay, well, you have the right not to talk about it, but we just always give you that opportunity just in case. And one reason we give you that opportunity, and not just you, but anyone who comes from the board, because sometimes, you know, some things come to mind that is since the last hearing, or that you just want to share with the board, but then you're not required to state anything as relates to the crime. So as you know, that this is, we are not retrying you, this is not a court of law, but we always just want to give you that opportunity. But since you have nothing that you want to share with the board at this moment about the crime, I'm going to ask board members if they may have some questions about you, about the crime, or about any other thing that we're dealing with as it relates to Mr. Lopez. But yes, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse has some questions for you at this time, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lopez, did you know the victim?
Yes, Tommy is only for like about 3 days, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So he was just somebody you knew of, but wasn't like a friend or...
No, I wouldn't say it was just Queens. I think it was Bernie Benjamin maybe 3 days ago.
Okay. You know? All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further questions by board members for Mr. Lopez at this time? I don't see any further questions at this time for Mr. Lopez. However, I believe I am correct, I do have a victim, a representative of the victim on the phone. Am I correct, ma'am? Are you representing the victim or are you a supporter, ma'am?
I am representing the victim.
Okay. Just for the record, would you state your name and before you give testimony on behalf of the victim? What is your name, ma'am?
Marla Suarez.
And welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency today. And what testimony would you like to share with the board at this time, ma'am?
Thank you for allowing me to give a statement on behalf of my father, Rosario Suarez. I would like to remind the panel that my father was murdered literally overkill. I was robbed from my father. Mr. Lopez should not be granted parole or parole hearings in jail. He and his brother were partaking in a premeditated murder where they took my father from not just me but two other siblings. I understand Mr. Lopez has a lot of talent and skills. I spoke to my father, and I will never, never get that back. It's not a fact of wrong place at the wrong time. A lot of the paperwork that I have read through and during the trial of Mr. Lopez and his brother does justify and does show that this was pre-planned. They planned for robbing him. I would like for him to take responsibility one day, and maybe with that, I will be able to forgive and learn to cope and understand what is happening. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking, please do not grant Mr. Lopez any type of parole hearing. I know he's entitled to it, but please do not grant him parole. He is still not taking responsibility for his actions and just refuses to speak about it, which is even just excelling about him. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Board members, do you have any questions at this time? Board members do not have any questions for you, but we do welcome you to stay on the phone. The board will be making this decision very shortly as it relates to Mr. Lopez, so you're welcome to stay on the phone. And the board will continue with the hearing. I would, just for the record, point out the fact that Mr. Lopez, we did receive a package of materials that you presented, including your letter. Board members have had an opportunity to review it, although we just received it this morning, along with all of your certificates that you have received. We do have those, and I just wanted to point that out so that you will know that they will, that this package will be made a part of your parole package. So I just want to point that out. I would also like to point out that the board did receive a letter opposition coming from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. And that letter was stated, dated rather, November the 20th of this year, November 20th, 2017. And just wanted to put those on record just for, so that everyone would know that we have those documents from Mr. Lopez as well as from the county attorney's, Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Okay, I will ask again, is there anyone else wishes to speak on behalf of Mr. Lopez? Anyone else? Anyone else? Not here, not seeing any, or hearing anyone else. I will also ask the question, is there any other victims wish to participate in the hearing, may give any testimony for Mr. Lopez? Any victims? Any victims? Hearing none. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, Mr. Lopez. However, as I just stated, this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. So anything else you want to share with the board at this time, sir?
I'd like to know if did you get my letter of remorse in that last packet I sent?
Yes, sir. We have it right here. We have it right here. It's in longhand, and we've had an opportunity to read it, sir. Yes, sir. But anything else you want to tell the board at this time without repeating yourself, sir?
Well, sir, I would like to have it given a second chance of freedom. I haven't been a bad person in here, as you can see from my record. I do good things in here. I try to apply with all the rules and regulations they have here. I know how to hold a job. I know how to act. I'm not no animal. Like, people think that as long as, you know, you did a lot of time, like as I have, I'm not a stereotypical inmate. There's other people that have been here probably less than I have and are straight knuckleheads. They're stupid. I'm not involved in any gangs or anything like that. I know what you can see as for my crime. Yeah, that does look bad. It is bad. I have a lot of remorse for loss of life. And I feel for his family, you know. That's about all.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Lopez. This time the board is preparing to go into discussion. We're going to ask that you would remain quiet and all present would remain quiet. As the board goes into discussion, it may sound that we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves. And we always like to just make the statement that the board in Arizona operates under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, which means that we have not, the panel members have not discussed your case. So this will be the first time that we will have had the opportunity. And each board member votes independent. We come up with a majority decision, and then the board goes will make that announcement. The board now is going into discussion. We're going to ask that everyone would remain quiet as the board is in discussion. The board is there in discussion. Anyone wishes to lead off the discussion? Yes, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse would like to lead off the discussion. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lopez has exhibited a very respectful demeanor during this hearing. I want to note that he has done a lot of programming. His letter dated the 27th of November. Well, maybe that's the date that's written on it for us, but his letter has several, maybe 15 or so certificates attached. And these are things that were completed just within the last few months. I see September, August, going back to April of this year or so. So Mr. Lopez is truly trying to better himself. And I hear that in his voice, talking about his plans. And I think Mr. Lopez is somebody who could at some point live successfully in the community. However, I still hear Mr. Suarez's daughter and the terrible loss that his family suffered. In addition, we have the letter from Maricopa County Attorney, which, you know, also expresses opposition. So, although I'm not saying this would be a forever thing, at this point, I feel inclined to deny. But I would like to hear additional input from my colleagues.
Thank you so very much. Any other board member wishes to make a statement at this time? No further discussion. Hearing no further discussion at this time. I too, like the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, I commend Mr. Lopez for the programming that he's taken and all the certificates that he has presented to the board. But as Ms. Rittenhouse pointed out correctly so, and the majority of them have, these certificates have been since the last hearing, which means to me that he did hear us the last time, but I would want to make sure that he continue along these lines before releasing him out into the community, because it's very important. I do commend him for the certificates and for the programming that he's been involved in, but at this particular time, I think it would be in the best interest of all of us for him to continue so that we can see a pattern. Once we see that pattern and he does not violate, then I think the board can be able to make a more objective, informed decision at that point. That's my feeling as well, but we're still prepared to listen to other board members if they have any discussion that they would like to make at this time. Hearing no further discussion by board members, then I'm going to move to deny Mr. George V. Lopez, ADC number 058120. That is regular parole, absolute discharge, on home arrest. That is my motion to deny.
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse and agreed by, if my pen were right, agreed by Mr. Kiwanis and Mr. Neal. And the motion was made by myself. He does not qualify for a 1-year set off because of the crime that report. He will be back in about 6 months, and reasons for denial is violent and serious offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant behavior, trauma to the victim, and I'm also going to move down. By being present, I know that he indicated that he was supposed to have support here today, but we do not have any support from the community present today. He does have a release plan. I'm not going to say that, I'm not going to check that. He has had programming, although most of it is recent, but he has had it, and we commend him for the programming that he's had, and we hope that he would continue to move in that same direction as we look towards the future. And anything else that any board member wishes to include at this particular time?
So,
yes.
I'm probably confused, but the set off, we can do a set off,
yeah,
right?
Thank you.
Because this is after, the crime was after.
When was the crime?
The crime was October 4th of 1985.
Yes, ma'am.
So we should be able to do this.
Okay, any objection? Yes. Which crime did take place? October 4th, 1985. Okay. Therefore, we will have any objection to a 1-year set off, board members?
No, sir.
There are no objection to that. That will be a 1-year set off. Thank you so very much for calling that to the attention of the chair. Okay, at this time, sir, you heard the discussion that the board has made and the motion. You've been denied at this time. The board did commend you. We don't want you to look at this as being a total negative decision on the board or on the part of the board. Commended you for the progress that you're making, but we wish you future success and that you will continue along those same lines. And we also stated the reason for the now. Do I need to repeat them, or do you understand, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir. Well, you will be certified in about a year from there by the Arizona Board of Executive, I'm not by the Arizona, by the Arizona Department of Corrections for another hearing. And it won't be on the same date, but it'll be somewhere around that time, and the board will place you on its calendar at that time. Thank you so very much, sir, and this will end your hearing. I'm going to ask you not to hang up the phone, but to just lay it down and ask the CO3 if the CO3 would come back to the phone. Thank you so very much, and your hearing is over, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.